The whole living world is informed by consciousness. I have a feeling that consciousness and energy are the same thing somehow. Where you really see energy, there is consciousness.
Scientists are beginning to talk quite openly about the Gaia principle.
There you are, the whole planet as an organism.
Mother Earth.
And you see, if you will think of ourselves as coming out of the Earth, rather than as being thrown in here from somewhere else, you know, thrown out of the Earth, we are the Earth. We are the consciousness of the Earth. These are the eyes of the Earth. And this is the voice of the Earth. What else?
How do we raise our consciousness?
Well, that's a matter of what you are disposed to think about. And that's what meditations are for. And all of life is a meditation, most of it unintentional. A lot of people spend most of it in meditating on where their money's coming from and where it's going to go, but that's a level of meditation. Or if you have a family to bring up, you're concerned for the family. These are all perfectly very important concerns, but they have to do with physical conditions mostly, and spiritual conditions of the children, of course. But how are you going to communicate spiritual consciousness to the children if you don't have it yourself? So how do you get that? Then you think about the myths. What the myths are for is to bring us into a level of consciousness that is spiritual. Just for example, I walk off 52nd Street and 5th Avenue into St. Patrick's Cathedral. I've left a very busy city, and one of the most fiercely economically inspired cities on the planet. I walk into that cathedral, and everything around me speaks of spiritual mystery. The mystery of the cross, what's that all about there? The stained glass windows, which bring another atmosphere in. My consciousness has been brought up onto another level altogether. And I am on a different platform. And then I walk out and I'm back in this one again. Now, can I hold something from that? Well, certain prayers or meditations that are associated with the whole context there. These are what are called mantras in India, little meditation themes that hold your consciousness on that level instead of letting it drop down here all the way. And then what you can finally do is to recognize that this is simply a lower level of that.